Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I
thanking you for the opportunity we have to share your word, to receive your word, and to
even to impart your word to your great people. And we thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity that we have, Lord, just to share your gospel of truth and even give hope to the hopeless, Lord God, to love for the unloved. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love covers a multitude of sin. And we thank you, Lord God, for building us up for this time, this very hour, as we prepare our hearts to also to receive and also to give. And we thank you, Lord God. We give you all the highest praise, all the glory, all the honor, Lord God, all the majesty. You are God. Besides you, there's no other. And we thank you, Lord God, for your presence tonight. Holy Spirit, rest your presence upon us, that we are resting in you, Lord God, as we receive from you, Lord God. Thank you for your heart to minister your word to us tonight. And we thank you, no matter where we are, your word will find us. The word will keep us and even build us and strengthen us, chastise us with those areas that need chastising, bring us into alignment and correction in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for your patience, that even your peace that surpasses our understanding. As we trust and rely on you, Lord God, continue to do a mighty work within us, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Use us for your glory, Lord God, as we submit ourselves to you and your presence, Lord, for you to have your way tonight. Do what you desire to do, that we should grow thereby. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this station, even for the supporters, even for the owners. Lord, we thank you for blessing them, Lord God, in Jesus' name, for even being a blessing to us. And we thank you, Lord God, for your presence, for you doing exactly what you desire to do, Lord God. Touch each and every heart, Lord, that's listening tonight, Lord God, even for those who are ministering, Lord God, in their love and their kindness unto you, Lord. Thank you for ministering back unto them, reciprocating that love and that support back to them in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your presence tonight as we continue to yield ourselves to you. Do what you desire to do, Lord God. Let your word come forth with power, love, and conviction. Thank you for the change that will happen as you prompt us by your Spirit. Thank you, Lord God. Be the hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So we thank you for filling us with your presence tonight. Do what you desire to do. We're open to hear from you. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we give you all the praise, all the honor, and the glory. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, all the honor, and glory. Your son, Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Youth Light Hour. I'm Apostle Marcus of Free, Apostle Manny of Free. We thank God for each and every one who's on the line here tonight with us, and we just bring you greetings from Eagles Wings International Ministries. Amen. Trust with and without walls. And we also thank God for each and every one, once again, from the station. And God bless each and every one who is here to listen for the first time or many times. We thank God for your presence tonight. We pray that you be blessed from what you hear and receive of the Lord. And we thank God for change happening as you have received the word, that God's word will begin to bring change in your life tonight, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we also thank the Lord for touching our hearts as he continues to do the wonderful works that he's been doing, he's putting into action. We submit ourselves tonight to his word and allow his word to work in us and through us. So, truly, as we continue to go forth tonight, we just thank you for tuning in and just get ready to receive tonight as we go to the book of Nehemiah. Amen. We're going to start there, Nehemiah chapter 1. And I'll be reading from NLT version. These are the memoirs of Nehemiah, son of Hakalai. In late autumn, in the month of Kelsov, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes' reign, I was at the fortress of Susa. Hananiah, one of my brothers, came to visit me with some other men who just arrived from Judah. I asked them about the Jews who had returned there from captivity and how things were going in Jerusalem. They said to me, "Things are not going well for those who return to the province of Judah. They are troubled. They are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem has been torn down, and the gates have been destroyed by fire. where I heard, when I heard this, I sat down and wept. In fact, for days I mourned, fasted, and prayed to the God of heaven. Then I said, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of unfailing love with those who love him and obey his commands. Listen to my prayer. Look down and see me praying night and day for your people, Israel. I confess that we have sinned against you. Yes, even my own family, I have sinned. We have sinned terribly, but not by not obeying the commandments, decrees, and regulations that you have, that you give us, you gave us through your servant Moses. Please remember what you told your servant. If you are unfaithful to me, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commands and live by them, then even if you are exiled to the ends of the earth, I will bring you back to the place I have chosen for my name to be honored. The people you rescued by your great power and strength and strong hand are your servants. O Lord, please hear my prayer. Listen to the prayers of those of us who delight in honoring you. Please grant me success today by making the king favorable to me. Put into his heart to be kind to me. In those days, I was the king's cupbearer. Amen. All right. Amen. Tonight, I want to talk to you, amen, from the subject of time to build, to restore, and bring back into alignment. It's time to build, restore, and bring back into alignment. Amen. It's time to build, restore, and build and bring back into alignment. We see this first chapter of Nehemiah, and it is a lot of the state of the church today, amen, where we are as a church, the universal church as a whole. As we look at some points here, we're going to see what the heart of God is saying to us through this first chapter here. Remember, it's time to build, restore, and bring back into alignment. So we see here, let's go on to verse 2. He said, Hananiah, one of my brothers, came to visit me with some other men who had just arrived from Judah. I asked them about the Jews who had returned there from captivity and about how things were going in Jerusalem. As we look at the state of the church and what's happening and what's not happening in the church, we see where some conditions are not good. We see where families are suffering, churches are suffering, society, communities are suffering, the church as a whole are lacking some things to where we're not doing what we're supposed to do. We're not being that light on top of a hill which cannot be hid. We're not being the example that we ought to be in God's presence and his power in the earth. As we look, at what the church is supposed to be and what it ought to look like, it's not too encouraging if you look at the way the state of where we are right now. Let's look at, if we look at, let's go to Matthew chapter 5. Amen. We go to Matthew chapter 5, we started verse 12. No, verse 13. He said, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing, but to cast out and to be trodden under feet of men, under foot of men. You are the light of the world. The city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Okay. Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Amen. Now, as we see this, as we see here, what we're talking about, as we see the church, it's supposed to be in a light or an example. In different ways, we've fallen short of that. We have not walked up into the place of a rightness that we ought to be in right now. We're lacking in some areas. And if anyone have any prayer requests, any questions, comments, you'll feel free to call in 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the cue box. So as we see here, how the church is supposed to have salt, savor, amen, bring flavor, we just want to be able to preserve. And salt is a preservation. It used to preserve meat because people didn't have refrigerators and freezers, and we needed to travel, but the salt was preserved the meat, keep it from going bad so quickly. Amen. This is what the church is supposed to be doing right now. We are supposed to be in that place of preserving, bringing forth healing, restoration, building, even walking in a place of alignment with the Word of God. There's some things that we ought to be doing that we're not quite doing what we ought to be doing. So because of this lack, because of this displacement in the kingdom, we're not seeing the results that we ought to be bringing forth as a church. Amen. The church was seen to be almost like broken, but we're not broken. We're just out of place. We just haven't been realigned. We haven't built in some areas that's been torn down. As we look at Nehemiah in this situation, he's asking about the state of his home. And the church is the presence of God dwells, with us collectively as making up the church. And so as we see the big picture here, the same way how Nehemiah's heart is grieved at the state and condition of his home, so is God at the condition of the church. Hear me, somebody here. As we look at the condition of the church where it is right now, the walls are broken. The walls are down. In this situation, we can see the walls as prayer. Without the walls of prayer, intercession going on, proper intercession, the Bible says, Luke 18:1 says, men are always to pray and always to pray and not faint. And because we're not praying, we're fainting. We're falling short. We can't go much longer. We run short of breath. So our light is not shining the way we ought to be shining. He said, let your light shine before men. Well, let me go back a little bit. When you're talking about the salt, losing its savor. In other words, the salt is not able to preserve, keep, like the way it was designed to do. It's good for nothing but to tremble the feet of men. In other words, it's only good to help men keep their footing. There was a time I was working at a place, working in the business of delivering food, and sometimes people would throw hot, greasy water on their walkway when you deliver the food through the back door. And so what that does is made it hard for delivery drivers here to be trying to push a hand truck up a slippery slope, where it should be easy going up and going down. Well, because they have reason, we're struggling. You got a lot of weight and things shift, that could be a big mess. So here it is. So when that time was coming, something like that would happen, I would ask the guy, I said, could you put down some salt on the ground so I can get my footing? And so here it is. The very purpose, the real purpose for salt was to preserve the food, give flavor. Well, because of the alternative way of using it, or the next way, if it can't preserve anymore, it's just a bit of trampling in the foot of men.
So here it is, the enemy will begin to call you. You know, it'll be something that people will trample over you because you're not walking. When we're not walking in the power of God as we ought to, the world begins to take advantage of us. The world begins to walk all over us. The world begins to abuse us and misuse us because we don't know any better, because we're not in the place of God where we ought to be. So we settle for anything and take everything and from the enemy, and we make things, you know, our life becomes more miserable because we're not happy. We're not walking in our purpose. We're not living in our purpose. We are so out of place. So here's the heart of God's heart grieving for the church right now, because we're walking in a lack of knowledge. Identity crisis. We don't know who we are, and we're pretty much almost ineffective in a lot of different ways because we're stuck on the inside of the building, hiding from the world, and we can't. We're not even sharing to cause spark to or to spark life for people to get saved. We're sitting back there playing judge of the court, and we're not getting out there and sharing His love. So here it is. So now the effectiveness that we could have and should have, we don't have because we're holding back. He said, we are a city. We're a city on top of a hill. When we talk about being a city on top of a hill, we're talking about being one, first of all, who God's put us in. God's made an example. He's made us to, He's put His position us to be an example, to be a beacon. You know, in the dark world, to be the one to show the way that we should go. Well, only problem is with that is some of us, we want to be seen, but we're not saying anything. We want to be heard, we're not saying anything. You know, so what happens is we find ourselves in a position to even have attention, but we're not saying the right thing to have the effect that we ought to have. Well, first of all, we should be pointing to Christ and not ourselves. We should be doing what's right before Him so people can follow Him through us. If we're not sharing, how can they partake if we're not sharing? If we're not preaching the gospel, how can we really effectively reach with the gospel? So here it is, we're holding back and we're not allowing God to use us the way He ought to or want to use us, because we're so caught up in our world. We're so caught up with what's going on in our life. So here, verse 13 of chapter 5 says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is good for nothing, but to be cast out and trodden under for the men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid." So here it is. You are in a position to be displayed by God because of where we ought to be as a church. We should be His example. We should be His ensample. We should be His people to follow. We are His earthly reference where people can come to us and they can find Him, my God. People should come to us and experience Him. People should come to us and hear about Him. But sometimes that's not happening because we're talking about us instead. We've made it too personal on the wrong side of it and not keeping the way it should be about Him. So he goes on to say, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it in a bushel." See, we're trying to hide. Instead of we be bold and courageous and go forth, we're hiding ourselves before men. We're hiding and not doing what we ought to be doing. We're allowing the enemy to steal, kill, and destroy. And really in areas that he shouldn't be. But because we're not in place, we cannot properly protect. We cannot properly operate and do what's replacing us to do because we're out of place, out of alignment. See, God can restore some things when things brought back into alignment. If someone had a dislocated shoulder, that means something is out of alignment. That means out of socket, out of place. Well, in order for them to even begin to heal, they had to first put her back in place, which Bernard, if we don't put it back in place, we can't properly use that limb. So if your shoulders, you've been dislocated, your shoulder, or your arm has been dislocated, you can't really functionally, you can't really properly use that arm the way you need to. It has to be popped back in place, realigned, and now also you need to heal. So now you can go forward. Some of us are in that place right now. We're out of alignment. And we have to come back into alignment in order for God to use us. We have to be pleased. So, amen. So this is why we have to look at the condition of the church right now, because if we look at some things, we should be more effective, way more effective than what we are. But because we've been out of alignment and we're not doing what we need to do, the enemy is gaining ground that he shouldn't be gaining. He's winning some areas that he should not be winning. You know, so here it is, as we continue to look at the big picture, to see what God wants to do, we have to understand where we're not. So with alignment, we thank God for alignment coming to us. He said, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." That means we are positioned to be seen for God, we see for his glory, and even to touch man. He says, "Neither the man light a candle and put it in a bushel, but on the candlestick, and it gives light to all that are in the room." See, we didn't exchange to receive his light to go dim, to be quiet, to be less effective. That's backwards. That's not the why reason why he saved us. He saved us so we can share more, teach more, be an example more. Amen. This goes from the top to the bottom, head to the tail. Amen. So, amen. He goes on. Let your light so shine before men that they see your good works. How much good works are we doing out here? See, in our reflection of him, we should be showing great examples of how he operated, how he moved. And if we don't do this, then we're not going to properly see what God wants to see through our lives. We won't see by the potential that's in us. We won't see those things come to pass. And let your light shine before men, they may see your good works. See, they need to see us doing good, coming out of the church wall and just going to the street and share. Let people know that they can really come on and there's no holding back. That we're there for them. So people, we need to, as we understand, as a people, we need to come into alignment with his plan, come into alignment with his purpose. If we don't, we're going to come short. Amen. So as we go along further, and let us light shine on them, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So as we talk about God and getting the glory out of our lives, as we talk about that, let's understand, explore, and see what we have to do to come into alignment, to be in that place so he can move and operate for us and through us. Amen. We have to position ourselves the right way. But if we're out of position, we will not bring forth the effect that we need to bring forth. So, amen. So as we continue to go on, now let's go back to Nehemiah 1. And so we see here, let's go to verse 3. And they said to me, "The remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem is also broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire." See, now it's time to build, also to restore. So here it is, knowing the condition that we hear, we know not enough praying is going forth. Not enough intercession is going forth. Amen. As we can see the state of the church today, we see where the enemy has been having a field day against the leaders. Amen. Because there's so many other things that we have let come into our life and bombard us till we miss out on the most important things. All right, so if anyone desires to call in or have a question or comment, number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, amen. So, amen. So as we continue to see this happening, we see here as the affliction is great. He said, remember that are left of the captivity, they're in the providence. Are in the great affliction with reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with him. Amen. With fire. See, we see here where God is trying to shift some things. He's trying to get some things done because he sees these men are not moving. These people are not moving the way they ought to. They're not producing. They're not being saved. They're not saving folk. They're not doing anything. Right now, he's going to be a nice, quiet little Christian, but God did not save us for that. He didn't save us for us to be that little quiet Christian on the wall. Amen. He called us, amen, to help us, to strengthen us, amen, to build us up for the journey ahead. He's not waiting on the enemy to take the first punch. But God wants to be in a position to where we also can initiate some change. We need to be in a place to where we can initiate some breakthroughs. We need to be in a position to where we strategize and initiate an ambush of the devil. Amen. So he goes on to say, the remnant that are left of captivity there in the province are in great condition, great affliction, and reproach the wall of Judah. So as we continue to help and allow and we build up each other, let us understand the protection that God wants to give to us, the standard of living that God wants us to live. Amen. Let's hold that spot and go to we have 1 second. Ephesians. Amen. Let's go to Ephesians chapter. I'm sorry. One second. Okay. Philippians chapter 4. Okay. So as we're talking about being positioned for God to use us, you know, for us to build, to restore, and to bring back into alignment. Amen. So when we talk about bringing back into alignment, there's some things in our life that's not quite where it needs to be. For instance, if you're driving a car, you keep hitting some bumps in the road, and after a while what happens is your vehicle begins to pull to one side because something's out of alignment. And what we have to do is to bring it to the shop, have to mount the car, position the car to be mounted, and once we position the car to be mounted, to be lifted up, then be able to lift it up and basically make the necessary change, whatever, to recalibrate the wheel and bring it back into alignment to where everything is balanced out so it's not pulling on one side. Well, this is what happens with us. As we have taken our bumps and bruises in the church, some of us have gotten out of alignment with God. Some of us have gotten into place to where our hearts hurt, our heart is heavy. And that's hard is heavy. So now we have the burden and weight of where we are, and then we have to deal with the fact that, you know, woe is me. Why am I going through it? I shouldn't have to go through this here. I'm a child of God. I mean, really, be honest, why wouldn't you go through as a child of God? Amen. That, to me, that's more proof to show and tell that you aren't, you know, we have to do what we have to do in order to come into alignment. We cannot just halfway do it, but we have to completely go through. Amen. So as we continue to see how this is evolving, how it's shaping up, how God is beginning to bring them together, we understand that, you know, we have to be patient with each other because patient, love is kind. As we are allowing ourselves time to go forward and do, we're going to see the results that we need to see, but it's going to take time, that time of sowing, that time of harvesting, time of reaping we have to put in. Amen. So as we continue to go forth, amen. Verse 6 of chapter 4, he says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Amen. He says, be careful for nothing. In other words, don't be walking around like, you know, you're afraid to make a move, indecisive, you're not effective where you need to be because you're thinking too far ahead or you're thinking too much of the wrong thing. So as we continue to go forth, he says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Amen. So pray, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer. We cannot neglect prayer in this time of season. You know, it's very important that we have this proper time with the Lord. So here it is, as we look at this thing, he goes to show us that prayer, okay, and supplication. So when we talk about prayer, prayer here is definitely talking about a communication, a communication or stance within God. It's talking about our perception, the way we ought to, you know, view God and see him go through, you know, bring us through all certain little situations of life and brain. So we have to understand that God wants us to walk in greater understanding, greater peace, greater joy, greater expression of his presence in our life. He wants us to experience that. He wants us to have so much of him that is coming out of us. He's coming out of us to where as he begins to show us, teach us, and begin to walk with us through these changes, we shall see a great harvesting, great change, amen, in our lives. Amen. So as we position ourselves for change, we want to allow you to be and be encouraged and be built up as God's positioning you for change. Just know that things are going to happen in his time. Some things may take a little longer than others, but don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged because you haven't seen anything yet. Amen. Sometimes in this case like this, no news is good news. So as we continue to hold on to wait, let God make his final decision, his final offer on what is offered. Whatever's open or whatever God wants to do in our lives, don't be discouraged by what it looks like right now. Just because it may not look favorable right now, that does not mean that it's not favorable. You cannot go by it just strictly what you see. You have to know within your spirit or shadow of a doubt that this change is necessary. Whatever it is that you're going through, wherever you are, just know that it's necessary. Don't let the enemy come and steal your purpose from your life. Whenever we allow the enemy to steal our purpose, it leaves us empty and just existing and not really living for real. Amen. Amen. So as we continue to allow him to do a work inside of us, don't lose your heart. Be bold and be courageous. Just continue to watch the Lord build you, strengthen you. As you go through your change, as you go through your process of learning, continue to let him build you, strengthen you. Amen. Glory to God. See, we have to understand that we are the church. We are supposed to be building, restoring, and bringing things back into alignment. It's hard to bring something into alignment when we're not in alignment. It's hard to bring some things back home when we aren't home. I mean, we're not doing what we ought to be doing. Amen. Glory to God. I praise God for ministry assignments, but we have to make sure that we're taking care of our house. Make sure that we preach some other ones, you know, so good, so careful, but yet we ourselves be laughing stock or castaway. We don't want to do that. As we trust the Lord, allow him to build us up, allow him to strengthen us, allow him to do exactly what he desired to do. He's going to prepare us for greatness. So as we continue to trust the Lord, be encouraged. Know that, you know, as God is building you up, he's also restoring some things. He's also bringing some things back, amen, that we once loved or once did. He's bringing it back to us, amen. And then also, too, he's also reconnecting some people back to our lives. So as he is causing some things to happen on our behalf, we got to make sure that we stay in constant communication with the Father. Amen. Let's begin to continue to press our way through that no matter what it looks like, amen, he's going to cause us to be trusted, amen, and rely on. Amen. As we continue to allow the Lord to build us, restore. See, some of you need restoring because the hits that we've taken as we're going forth in this body, as we're going through Christian life experience, there's some hits we take in our spirit. We've been discouraged. People have left, abandoned us. Now, we bind the spirit of abandonment and rejection in Jesus' name that they may try to plague you, trying to cause you some discomfort in the spirit, or whatever the case may be. We come against it now in Jesus' name. We break the hold of the enemy. We break his mindset, and we cast that down in Jesus' name. We plead the blood Jesus against it, and we thank you, Lord God, for causing us to stand free, firm and fixed, trusting in you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, as your presence rests on us, Lord God. Let your anointing refresh us even as we speak right now, Lord God. I speak a word into each and every one's life. Lord, I thank you right now for change happening, even the spirit of acceleration, that our presence, that your presence in our lives shall begin to enhance, be stronger, even come even faster, oh God. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for as you continue to build us, keep us, cause us to excel in greatness, oh God, as we allow ourselves to be led by you, Lord God. Those who are loved, who love the God, love the Lord. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for those who love you, who keep your commandments. So, Lord, we thank you for helping us bring us back to alignment. Help us to speak forward of what you called us to do in Jesus' name, that we will not perish, but we shall have everlasting life. And so, Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching each and every caller, each and every one right now, Lord God, as you continue to build them up. Strengthen them for the journey, Lord God. Thank you for revelation of knowledge of truth of your word to spring forth mightily. Highly in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Just had to release that as it came up my spirit, just because where we are right now, there's some delicate things in the spirit that's happening that God wants you to be aware of. He's preparing us once again to build. Amen. It's time to build. Time to go forth together and build what we need to build, the protection that we need, the adequate space protection for certain things where we as we stand, but then also restoration for some things in our life need to be restored, need to be put back together, need to be made separate and apart. Amen. As we continue to go forth, amen. We thank God for touching in the name of Jesus, oh God, touching as we continue to go forth our lives as we speak right now. I see prophetically, Lord God, I thank you for touching each and every life that's on this line right now, causing new life to stir up within them, that they should move by your spirit, live by your spirit, should function and flow by your spirit, Lord God, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, thank you for rising them up, Lord God, through every occasion, through every test, through every situation, Lord God. They should live and be honorable, Lord God, unto you. So glory to God. So we thank the Lord, hallelujah, for this change of the wind, Lord God, as he's moving by his spirit. His spirit is moving as we speak right now. Amen. Remember, this is the time to build, restore, and bring back into alignment. Amen. He's bringing some things back into alignment that's out of whack, out of character. Amen. As we continue to go forth, amen, Philippians 4. 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Now, I wish you share your heart to God in the peace of God, 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 as the peace falls on you. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, amen, even though it may look like it was not favorable, it may sound like to a point it was not favorable because of how it started. But glory to God, we see how everything God is pretty strong in him, amen, as we can see how it just builds up and builds up. Amen. We see how, truly how it has been a blessing. Amen. Which past all understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. See, this peace that we have, that we're talking about, is a keeping peace. A peace that holds together when everything else is going to fall apart. Amen. So we thank God for what he's doing and how he is moving on our behalf and how he has also caused us to triumph. Amen. So there's some of you right now who are going through some changes that you feel like giving up. You feel like just getting in the tub and just ending it and just going underwater. That's not the case. That's not the sign. Hallelujah. That's not where you are. And that's not who you are. So glory to God. We bind the work of the enemy right now in Jesus' name. And even for trying to touch that, trying to set someone up for that in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the change that's broken loose in their lives in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for the manifestation of your presence like never before in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for using, hallelujah, your anointed vessels to bring forth life. And this life, Lord God, the world cannot take away. So, Lord, touch each and every one on the sound of my voice. Touch them and encourage them, Lord Jesus, that they should go forth and do a mighty work as they continue to stand strong, stand firm. Thank you, Lord God, their work has just begun. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Move upon them now. Activate, stir up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you for endurance. We thank God for endurance as we endure this process, that we would not allow ourselves to be cast out or thrown down or just not believe. Let us continue to pray. Hallelujah. as we continue to lift up each other and our families we love. Continue to do us straight as we continue to serve and do. Watch how God is building us up, preparing us, and as he's preparing us by the gathering that's taking place. He's gathering us all who've been scattered. He's bringing us back together again. He's causing us to see things for whatever it is. And this is a time for restoration. So as we see that as we're building up with people, now we also see a restoration towards the building, the even the sessions of prayer. Because, see, we need to come together as those who are interceding for the church. We need to come together on one accord, no matter what state that we're on. Amen. For the very purpose of living in his name on high, there's no more time for the backseat for some of us. We've been in the backseat long enough. It's time for us to come forward and take our rightful place right beside the Lord in a co-pilot's position. So as we continue to go forth, Lord, I thank you for touching each and every one, that they shall continue to line up with your will, your purpose, your plan. And as they align with your will, your purpose, and plan, they shall have what they say. They shall have the results. So glory to God. So God, as you continue to touch each and every one at this time, Lord, I thank you for the change happening, for the realigning, for the building up, Lord God, for the release in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord God, for bringing us back into restoration, for the place of peace, that we should have whatsoever we say. And thank you, Lord God, because that's the power of the gospel. According to your will, it shall be so in Jesus' name. So, Lord, thank you for strengthening us, Lord God, for the journey as we continue to lean, guide in all truth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, hallelujah. Let me go back to this here. Amen. While I'm there, he said, in the peace of God, which passes all understanding, should keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, so as the Lord has us covered, he's protecting us as well. Amen. And so, amen. So as we continue to trust in him, he's going to continue to do. Amen. He's going to continue to build us up, strengthen us for the journey. Amen. As we go a little further, he goes on to say, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. In order for us to stay, to have the resources of the Father, we have to stay plugged in. When we stay plugged in, now God can work. Now God can move. Until we stay plugged in, until he's finished, we will only get a partial charge. We will not get a good full charge with his anointing. We will get charged good with his presence. Glory to God. We're just going to continue to go forth and do what he's called us to do. Hallelujah. So glory to God. So amen. So we thank the Lord for his time tonight. We thank him for as he's bringing us together on the court. Amen. As he's continuing to show us what he's doing corporately. Now also, too, let's keep in mind that restoration, some things need to be restored. Some things are damaged through the warfare in your life where there's been people who, excuse me, stop right there. If anyone need to call in the number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Amen. As he's continued to bring, as he's continued to build, some things need to be built. Some things need to be replaced or fitly put it together. Amen. So we can have peace in the valley of peace. Amen. So as we continue to do those minor things, as we continue those minor maintenances, that will save us a whole lot of trouble down the road. So we thank you, Lord God, helping us to see each other as who we are. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we should continue to strive further, strive even more, that we should see, amen, the greater coming forth in Jesus' name. As we continue to trust in you, Lord, you show yourself strong in our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the favor of the Lord. Thank you for moving on our behalf in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, honor, and glory. In your son Jesus' name we pray, amen. So I thank you all, amen, for just allowing the Lord just to minister his heart. But, you know, there's more than that comfort. I just want to get a good start tonight, and then we'll pick up on the next sermon if the Lord says so. But just to kind of get us going in the right direction, because Nehemiah cried out to the Lord. He began to just pour out his heart and even repent for his country, repent for his household. Repent, amen, for all that you know you have not done right. Amen. And so as he began to pour out, more lives begin to be changed and set free and delivered. As he continued to pour out his heart, that we are also able to hear what he's saying.
that we also hear in his heart. So, Lord, I thank you for helping us to stay focused. Help us to stay the course as we continue to school from the place of a grain of knowledge and understanding and building us up, strengthening us, Lord God. Thank you for showing us the way you have us to go. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we bless you, Lord God. Continue to do a mighty work inside each and every one of us, Lord. As we adhere to your voice tonight, we hear what you're saying, and we're yielding ourselves to you. Lord, you're an awesome God. Thank you for a new beginning. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen. So we just want to encourage you all. Thank you for calling in tonight, hearing with us through the Lord, and we're about to shift. But in the meantime, anyone who needs to call can call quickly, 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Amen. And call in very quickly. Amen. As we get ready to release the line tonight, we just want to encourage you and thank you all for being here, for those prayers of the righteous. Amen. We spent some time together out of town, and we just think he had a great time. So all things are well with us. So praise God. All right. Okay, God bless you. You have a great night. We'll go ahead and let you go, and we'll be back on next week. Join us again as we continue back in the fold of this. Amen. We're talking about building, the time to build, restore, and also bring back into alignment. Amen. So we thank God for bringing us back into alignment tonight, to be sensitive to his voice, to hear what he's saying, and amen, that all things be well. Amen. God bless you all. Father, we thank you for blessing each and every one for being on here tonight. Thank you for your protection, your covering. Thank you for doing your work, your will, Lord Jesus, causing us to have breakthrough in Jesus' name. Thank you for the realignment. Thank you for the building. Thank you, Lord God, for restoration happening now in Jesus' name, that you are bringing us back in that place, healing and restoring all things, and you continue to send us forth in Jesus' name. So, Lord, thank you. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You have a good night. God bless you all.
Right now, won't you, would you help me say it one more time?